Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, second class, April 14, 2024, Romans.
All right, in that first class, I was on fire for the Lord. And went overtime by 15 minutes. I knew it was time to stop because somebody fell out the window and broke their neck. So that was it. Sorry, Dodie. But I was the place I wanted to get to, and I was going to get there. And I did. Now, with the time that's left, time's over, go home. I know. No? Well, Gary Brown doesn't want to go home. Yeah. As we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of your word to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Romans 7:4 then says, therefore, my brethren, royal family, you also were made to die, with reference to the Mosaic law. He's no longer our marriage counselor. Nothing wrong with the Mosaic law. Absolutely perfect. Came from God, and had a very important purpose to all of us as unbelievers. Point out, first of all, we got a bad marriage to the old sin nature. And to point out the solution to that, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. Very important, excellent marriage counselor, but he's not our marriage counselor anymore. Now God the Holy Spirit is our marriage counselor. So therefore, my brethren, you also were made to die with reference to the Mosaic law by means of the body of Christ, with the result that you might belong to, be married to another of a different kind, the Lord Jesus Christ at salvation, faith in Christ, to the one, the Lord Jesus Christ, who was raised up from the dead, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, for the purpose that we might bear fruit for God. Now that brings us to Romans 7 verse 5. And in Romans 7 verse 5, we have the children of our first marriage when we were unbelievers. We are from the point of physical birth to the point of faith in Jesus Christ, salvation, as unbelievers. The old sin nature was the ruler of human life, and he was the husband in that first marriage. Now we have, in this verse, the children of that first marriage. For when we were in the flesh, this is the postpositive conjunction gar, plus the temporal particle hotap, plus the imperfect active indicative of the to-be verb eimi, plus the prepositional phrase and plus the dative singular of sarx with the definite article. We have the postpositive conjunction gar. G-A-R. Gar is an explanatory gar, and it's correctly translated for. And then we have the temporal particle hotah. H-O-T-E, hotah. Temporal particle, and you translate it when, or while, or as long as. And then we have the to be verb, amy, and so we have we were. The imperfect tense is linear action sart. It's linear action sart in past time. The old sin nature kept on being the ruler of human life from that point of physical birth to that point of salvation when we believed in Jesus Christ. The active voice, while we as unbelievers kept on being married to our first husband, the sin nature, the indicative mood is declarative. This is a dogmatic fact of the Word of God. The prepositional phrase N plus the dative singular of sarx literally is in the flesh. Figuratively, it means controlled by the sin nature. The flesh is the old sin nature. Controlled by the old sin nature, or in this analogy, married to the old sin nature, as our first husband, from physical birth to salvation. When we were unbelievers, we were married to the first husband, the old sin nature. So, for while we were in the flesh, that is, while we were controlled by the sin nature, married to the sin nature, the first husband, from physical birth to salvation, and then we have the sinful impulses. This is the nominative plural of pathema with the definite article plus the genitive plural of hamartia with the definite article. Pathema. P-A-T-H-long-E-M-A. Pathema. Now, most of the time in the Koine Greek, the New Testament scriptures, most of the time this is used in a special way for the undeserved suffering that our Lord Jesus Christ went through. Jesus Christ was sinless perfection, and he faced tremendous undeserved suffering. And it, pathema described that undeserved suffering of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's used in this way in Hebrews 2:10, 2 Corinthians 1:5, 1 Peter 4:13, 1 Peter 5:1, Philippians 3:10, 1 Peter 1:11. So most of the time, pathema literally means suffering or misfortune, and it's used most of the time in the New Testament for the undeserved suffering of our Lord Jesus Christ. It also means passion, impulses, trends. Now, the only time pathema is used in a bad sense in the Bible is by the Apostle Paul in our verse, Romans 7:5, and in Galatians 5, verse 24. Turn over for a minute to Galatians chapter 5. Great. Galatians 5, verse 24. Those who belong to Christ Jesus, those who have placed their faith in Christ, they're now married to Jesus Christ. He is now the husband, and in our life as a believer, have crucified the sin nature, and the sin nature with its pathema, with its sufferings and desires. Pathema and desires. Passions is pathema, and then lust, lust patterns and desires. So Galatians 5:24, it's used in a bad sense. Romans 7:5, our verse, the other time, it's used in a bad sense. These passions, these impulses, these trends are the children of the first marriage. These are the children of the first marriage, our marriage to the sin nature, who was our first husband from physical birth to the cross, salvation, faith in Christ. Pathema is modified by the genitive plural of hamartia. H-A-M-A-R-T-I-A, hamartia. The genitive case is very important here. The genitive case of hamartia, by the way, there are 26 different categories of genitive. 26. That's why you go to seminary. That's why you get as much Greek and Hebrew that you can get. Pastor Breckel called me in. He says, Dick, you're going to Dallas. You get as much of the languages as you can get. Get as much Hebrew and as much Greek as you can get while you're there. And why? Well, there are 26 different kinds of genitives. Which one is it? Well, some of you would just kind of... this one. Well, after 4 years at Dallas Seminary, and I majored in Hebrew but minored in Greek, I took every class that I could, learning the different categories and over again, going through the scriptures until you got the hank of it. You got the hank of it. You got the feel for what kind of a genitive this is. Now, this is very important. Genitive of attribute. This is the genitive of attribute. That is, the noun in the genitive names an attribute, an innate quality of the noun to which it stands related. It has the same force as would the adjectival form of the same word, acting as a simple modifier. And therefore, hamartia here, therefore, is translated sinful passions, sinful impulses, sinful trends. All right. So, for while we were in the flesh, controlled by the sin nature, married to the sin nature, the first husband, from physical birth to salvation, the sinful passions, the sinful impulses, the sinful trends, which were by the law, it says in the King James. This is the neuter, nominative plural of the definite article ta, plus the prepositional phrase dia, plus the genitive singular of namas with the definite article. The nominative plural neuter of the definite article ta is used as a relative pronoun, and correctly translated, which. And then we have dia plus the genitive. Dia plus the genitive. Dia plus the genitive denotes the, as Arnton Gingrich, the Greek lexicon, page 179, says dia plus the genitive here denotes the efficient cause, and is correctly translated by the law. Nomos is the law, the Mosaic law. The Mosaic law was the marriage counselor of our first marriage as unbelievers to the old sin nature. Corrected translation. For while we were in the flesh, controlled by the sin nature, married to the sin nature, the first husband, from physical birth to salvation, the sinful passions, the sinful impulses, the sinful trends, which by the law, the Mosaic law is that as our marriage counselor when we were unbelievers, did work in our members. And this is the imperfect middle indicative of energeo. We get our word energy. Energy, English word energy from energeo. The prepositional phrase en plus the dative plural of melos with the definite article plus the genitive plural of the personal pronoun ego. Energeo. E-N-E-R-G-E long O. Energeo. A couple of things on energeo. One, it means to work. It means to be at work. It means to operate, to be effective. Here it's at work, to be at work. Energeo. Two, the sinful passions of the sin nature. Were at work in our members as unbelievers. The sinful passions of the sin nature were at work in our members. Three, we understood these things as sin because they were defined for us by our marriage counselor of the first marriage, the Mosaic Law. We understood these things as sin because they were defined for us by the marriage counselor of our first marriage, the Mosaic Law. Four, specifically through Codex number one, the commandments. Codex number one, all the thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not. And then the preposition en means in. Melos literally refers to means member, part, or limb. Melos refers to the human body, to parts of the human body, because the old sin nature is located in our members. We're at work in the members of our body, and now we have our verb, carpo phareo. But this is the fruit of the sin nature, the children of the first marriage. In the verse 4, we had the children of our new marriage to Jesus Christ. Now we have the same verb, carpo phareo, children of our first marriage, to bring forth fruit unto death. Ace. Ta carpo phareisai to thanato. Okay, well, maybe not for you. This is eta, ace ta plus the aorist active infinitive of carpo phareo plus the dative singular of thanatos. Ace ta plus the infinitive. We just had this. And you say, I know that one, Pastor Olson. E-I-S-T-O, ace-ta plus the infinitive introduces a result clause. And now we have our verb we had in verse 4, carpo phareo, same verb. In verse 4, it was the children of our second marriage to Jesus Christ, and now the children of our first marriage. K-A-R-P-O P-H-O-R-E long O. Carpo phareo. And again, carpo phareo is the same verb we had in verse 4. In Romans 7, 4, in fact, let's get a couple of points. One, this is the same verb we had in Romans 7, 4. Two, in Romans 7, 4, it refers to the children of our new marriage to the Lord Jesus Christ. In Romans 7, 4, it refers to the children of our new marriage to the Lord Jesus Christ. Three, in the new marriage to the Lord Jesus Christ, we produce the fruit of living the spiritual life. The fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of advancing to spiritual maturity, the fruit of virtue, love, the fruit of maximum divine good production in our life. Four, bearing fruit refers to the children of our marriage. Five, in Romans 7, 4, the children of our new marriage to the Lord Jesus Christ is the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of virtue, love, the fruit of maximum divine good production. So in Romans 7, 4, the children of our new marriage to Jesus Christ, fruit of the Spirit, fruit of virtue, love, fruit of maximum divine good production. Six, now in Romans 7, 5, we have the children of our first marriage as unbelievers, married to the first husband, the sin nature. Now in Romans 7, 5, we have the children of our first marriage as unbelievers, married to the first husband, the sin nature. Seven, the children of the first marriage, sin, human good, evil. And then we have Thanatos. T-H-A-N. Ooh, boy, that's a lousy looking N there. A-T-O-S. Thanatos. Thanatos means death. Here it refers to spiritual death. The dative case is the dative of association or accompaniment. And the corrected translation is associated with spiritual death. From physical birth to salvation, we were in the status of spiritual death. We were married to the first husband, the old sin nature. It had all kinds of children. The marriage counselor, the Mosaic law, was perfect. The first husband, the sin nature, was horrible. And the children were not so hot either. For while we were in the flesh, controlled by the sin nature, married to the sin nature, first husband, from physical birth to salvation, the sinful passions, which by the law, Mosaic law, as the marriage counselor, or the first marriage, were at work in the members of our body, resulting in the production of fruit associated with spiritual death. Associated with our spiritual death. Okay, well, I'm not going to have any more fall out the window and break their neck. So there we go. And next time, my wife has promised to wave a red flag if I keep going and need to give you a break. But you see, if I see red, that means full speed ahead. That's what that means. You know, it's hard to put out a fire when you're on fire for the Lord, you know. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.